the story of Kay. We'd been driving for hours. I knew all I could do was be patient, but that had never been my strong suit. I could feel his eyes on me, watching the micro expressions on my face, forever scanning my reactions.
So, no clue to where we're going? None whatsoever.
I know.
Yes. Oh, of course, I trust you. I know you're doing this for me. I'm just nervous. That's all.
I looked out of the window, watching the lights go by in the dark landscape. We seemed to be driving further and further out into the countryside. That all I could see was darkness.
I'm sorry? What was?
Just take them off. The stockings, too? Why would I? No panties at all. So if I sit, just a bare skin on the seat. Like this. Okay.
The car's leather seat felt sticky and cool against my skin. We drove down a graveled private road for what felt like an age before we stopped outside an imposing turn-of-the-century chateau. This was it. What awaited me here felt uncertain. But I was sure once I entered, I wouldn't emerge unchanged. Wait. I'm scared. No, I'm not. I wouldn't ever doubt your judgment, you know that. I'm just scared. And no, I haven't forgotten. Keep my gaze downcast. Never look a man directly in the eye. Don't speak unless spoken to. Can there be other rules? Yes, I know. I know I'm being too impatient again. In the light behind the open door, I could see a man clad like a valet, and further in the background some pretty young women. They were clad identically, floaty gowns in a sensual vermilion colour that left the breasts entirely exposed. They both wore leather collars around their necks and leather cuffs on their wrists, so they looked like they could be constrained at a moment's notice. The collars looked heavy to me, but the women moved like birds. Had they forgotten the weight or never felt it at all?
Sorry, yes, I was lost in thought then. Yes, eyes down, don't speak. Eyes down. I'm sorry, I'm trying. They're all collared. All of them. Will I? No, I know.
Eyes down. Don't speak. Eyes down. Don't speak.
What? Both rolls. But only. I'm sorry. I didn't mean. Go with them. Alone. Yes. Yes, that'd be good. Yes, I can do that for you.
Their hands guided me. Not gently. Through corridors that coiled like a serpent's spine. My cheeks burned, not from the slap's sharp bite, but from the newness of it. It never struck me before. That betrayal festered deeper than the sting. Then the dressing room. Gilded mirrors, plush rugs. Luxury as a prelude to violation. No words as they worked. Cold air prickled my skin as the dress slithered down, pooling at my ankles like a shed skin. The brass clasps yielded with surgical precision. Naked now. Not just unclothed. Unmade. One woman vanished, returned with a bowl. Steam curled off the water, scented with lavender. Something soft to offset the cruelty. The washcloth hovered warm and heavy with intent. I can wash myself. My nip. My body can't. No, I don't want to disappoint. I'll hold it. For him. What's this now? My skin still prickled with the aftershocks. That involuntary climax wrenched from me like a confession. that dressed me slowly. The vermilion gown slithered over my damp flesh, cool silk snagging on the heat of my thighs. The bodice cupped nothing, left my breasts swaying bare, the air a constant taunt against their stiffness. Then the paints, dark coal smudged into my lashes, turning my gaze into something hollow, haunted. The rouge precise on my nipples matched the gown's lurid hue, as if I were no longer flesh, just an extension of their palate. The mirror showed a stranger, flushed, glossed, complicit. A bell chimed. Valets entered, their footsteps measured, void of pity. I kept my eyes lowered, my lips parted. No need for reminders now. Doors yawned open one after another until the hall swallowed me whole. Stone walls leached of warmth, towering like a mausoleum. His voice reached me first. My lover's. Familiar, yet fractured by the echo of the cavernous hall. But his tone held no authority here. The true power thrummed from the figure at the centre, a man who commanded the room without speaking. I kept my gaze lowered, strained. Yet even downcast, I felt him. The ripple of muscle beneath oiled skin, the scent of sandalwood and salt, and lower, the obscene silhouette of him, barely contained by silk the colour of dried blood. Every inch a king. Every inch a threat.
You want me to just do as he says?
Yes, master. Closer, but... Yes, yes, but I'm already... My purpose. Just to obey. That's all he said. Untrained. I'm not. Just let me learn. Please. Arms up. Came the command. Cool. Detached. I hesitated. Wrists hovering mid-air. Should they touch? Cross? The uncertainty lasted only a heartbeat before. The restraint yanked my arms upwards. Fingers barely brushing. Not his doing. Someone behind me. Close enough to smell their sweat and hear their ragged breath. My shoulders screamed as the chains took my weight. And then I saw them, iron cuffs glinting by my toes, open, waiting. More chains. Oh, no, they're not just behind me. What are you doing to me? I know it's a mistake when I say it, but it's already out of my mouth. I know I shouldn't ask. I'm sorry, Master. His hand grabbed my chin and pulled it up to meet his gaze. He was like a grey-bearded tree, wrinkled, but his skin taut. His eyes were piercing and bored into me. Cold, blue, gunsling his eyes. I could barely look at them. No, please. I'll be silent. I'll be spoken when spoken to, and I'll focus on my servitude. I understand, Master. I understand. I promise. This isn't punishment, he said, the words smooth as oiled leather. Consider it correction. His fingers lingered under my chin, not cruel, not kind, before withdrawing. We don't fault ignorance, only resistance. Space where his touch had been grew cold. Behind me, the air shifted, heavy with anticipation.
By suffering. It's him. Behind me. Him hurting me. I thought you loved me.
Hands grip under my arms, lifting, not lifting me, just the weight of my body. The world tilted, then wood grain biting into my knees, the edge of some raised platform pressing hard beneath my ribs. A pew, an altar, I don't know. My chest slumped over it, spine curved like a question mark. Voices above me, words pressed into my mouth, my own voice now slurring them back. Obey the masters. Domestic duties. Holes open, holes let. Each syllable a stone in my throat. I said them, I think. One. I'm here to obey the masters. Two, during the day I will perform domestic duties, but at the first word or sign from anyone, I will drop what I'm doing and give myself over. Three, my hands are not my own, nor my breasts, nor are particularly my bodily orifices, which the masters may explore or penetrate at will. Four. I've lost all right to privacy, and I will never fully close my lips or legs as a constant reminder that my mouth, my belly, and my backside are open to the masters. Five. They may choose to do with me as they please, at any time, apart from the whip, which will be used only between dusk
Pete. Yes, Master. Oh, wider. Yes. My holes. Open. For. Penetration.
Clean the pews.